Oliver Callan on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by It's For Women. You are not 9 to 5 and neither are we. Conveniently open online 365 days per year, 24 hours per day. Oliver Callan on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by It's For Women. Don't live your life on hold with online car insurance that's driven to save you time and money.
Oliver Callan on RTE Radio 1.
Yes, 51551 to enter our know-nothing about football quiz. We'll come to that in a sec. Because Blind de Borca is our visiting critic.
Hi.
A comedian, Bláthín. Bláthín, sorry, is it? What depends on your Irish, doesn't it?
It is Bláthín. I love the way that you said Bláthín de Borca. We're in the studio with Michael D. Higgins. Amazing.
Seems to merit. I think it merits de Borca. Visiting critic, as you know, non-traditional, non-professional critic goes and reviews a thing that's outside their comfort zone.
Yes.
I feel bad because on my Instagram this morning I've said, because I do things quickly in the morning, that you're not fond of exercise.
Yeah, the way really that you loaded. Said it was shady. Yeah.
throwing shade to Bláthín de Borca.
Yes.
You don't especially like organised exercise, was what I legally came to in the end.
I don't like to exercise. I'm not fit. I'm funny. That's what I say. And that's been my excuse so far.
But you kind of look like someone who's fond of exercise, to be honest.
Well, I mean, thank you for saying that. I know what you mean in that. But that this is just lots of pizza and sitting down.
Well,
I do live
jeans.
On the fourth floor, so maybe that's the only exercise I get.
Well, there's other exercise
that we wouldn't talk about at this hour of the morning.
Well, that was our last conversation. Yes, welcome back to Australia. It was completely fine. And you don't like sport that much either.
No, not a big
doing, fan. Not doing sport and not watching sport.
Yeah, exactly. Okay. It's just not really in my wheelhouse. But the thing is, and I know that you're going to ask me about it and stuff, but the thing is, like, I'm a very adaptable creature. I can find something good in everything. And so anyone that has honed a skill and is passionate about it, eventually I can get on board with it. And even if at the end of it I'm like, I'm never doing that again, it's still,
I mean, I'd say 90% of our visiting critics who've done things they would never do,
yeah,
never want to, they all came away saying, yeah, I love that,
yeah,
I'll do that again.
Yeah, yeah.
So Zumba, we'll begin with. What is Zumba, by the way? Zumba class.
I believe that it's like just exercise through dance, which is brilliant. It's the only way to really, it's great that you guys got me to do it that way, because I am like a dog where you have to kind of hide the medication and the cheese for me to do it. They're hiding the exercise, you know what I mean? They're making sure that, like, it's no, it's fun, you're dancing and really you're exercising. So they got me.
There was no original Zumba dance that exists separate to exercise in Brazil. Is it something we just invented?
I think Zumba is like a combination of like reggaeton and like salsa. Don't ask me, I'm just a girl, I don't know.
So where did you go to do your Zumba?
It was in Fairview, which was really, really nice. I grew up in Fairview. So Carlton Hall in Fairview, and Sarah Jane was the instructor. And I have to say, I'm really upset to report that it was great.
I know.
And like, I got that little high that people talk about, like with the endorphins and stuff.
Are there many people in the room when you go in? How does it begin?
There were loads.
How does one begin a Zumba class?
Yeah, so we just, now I brought my sister for moral support.
Oh, brilliant.
Which is great. Yeah. But you see, here's the thing is that when I told my dad that I was going to do a Zumba class, he was like, oh, Jesus, that is out of your comfort zone. That'd be more your sister's kind of thing. I'm like, okay. All right. I see what you're saying.
The compliments of parents.
Yeah, rude.
What's your sister's name?
Ashling.
Very good.
Yes, and she's like my best friend as well. So, you know, it's
Ashling de Borca.
Ashling de Borca, yeah.
I have an Ashling every night about Ashling de Borca.
That's it. See, you do. You've got the great.
You've got it.
So I brought her, and so that was wonderful.
She's good at it, right?
She's good. She's better at it. She's got more coordination. I won't be on Dancing with the Stars anytime soon, I don't think. But
so the stretching and all that first, is there?
There was no stretching. I was kind of worried, like halfway through the first dance. I was like, I don't know that my body can take this. But then eventually, like, and you know, I turn into a tomato just climbing stairs on the bus. So I knew that I was going to get very sweaty and red, and I did that. At one stage during the Zumba class, I could feel this like happening, and I looked down, and indeed I was right. The sole of my runner has started to flop off. So I just had to decide, okay, I don't have any glue with me, so I'm just going to have to just tear the sole.
Did you go for the tear, not just flop on?
And then because it wouldn't flop back on. It would have just been flopping.
Yeah,
it would have just been flopping around the place. And it was one of those kind of soles where it was like an extra, you know, there was a sole and then there's an extra sole. So I just tore the sole off, and then I had to even it out, so I took the sole off the
people
other
were
one.
Looking at you taking pity, little poor girl with the holes in her shoes.
At the end there was definitely a woman who was kind of looking at me like, is she okay, like, are you alright? But it wasn't because of the sole, I think it's because I go red so easily.
But I'm amazed it's just straight into the dancing.
Yeah, well, I mean, I had a little chat with her.
A ghetto blaster.
Yeah, exactly. And it was mad as well, because so she's on stage, the instructor's on stage, and whenever it was mad because whenever she was going left, her left, everybody was going right, but yeah. My mind couldn't compute that, so I was going the wrong way for the whole thing and trying to get coordinated. And once you got the hang of a move, she was on to the next move and stuff like that. So it was,
what kind of moves is one doing in Zumba?
Radio being a non-visual medium, I'm very grateful for that right now.
You're a comedian, August, or a scriver.
Yeah. There's a lot of
lots of moving of the chest area.
There's
it looks
a lot
like,
of shaking, and yeah, there was actually.
There are words for these things.
Yeah, there. Well, any part of it that was twerking, I was on board with.
Twerking,
I was delighted with that.
Yeah. So, but is there collapsing to the floor?
There was. I love the way that
collapsing
you put
and
that.
Not quite not yeah. making it to the ground.
There was
know?
Collapsing to the floor that wasn't supposed to happen, but I did. No, I'm only joking. I think it was the bits with the feet that I couldn't really get my head around.
That's
right?
An Irish thing now for sure.
I think so. Yeah,
we could dance above the hips. Can't
yeah,
we?
Yeah,
then
and
it
I
comes
really
down below. No.
Yeah, and I really did. I didn't realize just how bad at dancing I was. I didn't think that I was that bad, but yeah, no.
I hope Aisling wasn't better, was she?
Oh, Aisling was better. Aisling's better at everything. She's a wonderful, wonderful woman.
Yes.
But it was great to have her, because then it meant that we were just laughing at each other and with each other, and it wasn't. And Sarah Jane, who runs the class, she was so lovely. She like said to us before, she was like, this isn't about being perfect. Yeah. If you feel tired, you can stop. And also, if you can't do the move, don't do the move. Do a different move, you know?
I gather it's quite reasonably priced, this Zumba thing.
I don't know. You sent me.
it's 9 euro.
That's very reasonably priced. Yeah. That is great.
Okay, there's other songs. There were other songs apart from the Latin music.
Yeah, absolutely. There was some like pop songs that you would know.
Oh, good.
Yeah, there was Gimme a Man After Midnight.
Oh, that's huge among young people, isn't it?
Yes, yeah, absolutely.
What's happened? Do you know, aside from the Zumba, do you know what's going on there? Why is that ABBA song so massive now among kids?
ABBA, a classic band that everybody loves, I think. I don't know. I'm not a big fan of ABBA.
Gen Z have taken on this particular song.
Maybe, really? I haven't... Yeah. Maybe it was trending in a TikTok sound or something like that.
I think there's a TikTok-y thing going on.
That's like, me trying
I've been
to sound.
In places where it comes on and just all the people under 25 go insane.
No way.
Yeah.
And okay.
You'll have straight men and everything shouting, gimme a man after midnight.
Look, don't it's 2024, you know.
The origins of Zumba can be traced back to Colombia.
Thank
there you.
You
go. In the 90s, so it's quite young, fitness instructor Alberto Perez, he accidentally left his aerobics music at home. And rather than cancelling class, he used his own music collection, which was Latin tracks, and off it goes.
Very good.
So there you go.
Love it.
How
yeah,
long
no,
do you
I
dance
that.
For?
So it was an hour. The class was an what? Hour. But again, she had said at the very start, and thank God she said it, she was like, you do not have to be dancing all the time. If you feel tired, stop. I had a bottle of water there with me. I had to refill it like twice. I stopped... out. I thought it was half an hour in, and I just looked at my phone. I was like, it's been 20 minutes and I'm dying, you know.
Exercise.
But that was, again, like, there was people of all shapes and sizes there. And
were there men there?
There were two men there, and it was so
that's
funny
way,
at one
it?
Stage the instructor said, Alan has a request. I'm like, I didn't realise this was a club.
Oh, hang on a second. Wow.
yeah so Alan requested us a particularly complicated routine, by the way.
Oh, you requested a routine, not a song.
He requested the song and the routine that goes with the song.
Of course,
it's quite. It was like a weird little line dance.
Oh, all right.
Yeah, it was. But and look. It was
all
great.
Sorts there.
It was all, yes, exactly. It was all, and Alan.
Man yourself, Alan.
Yeah, and at the end of it, they were saying, like, and Sarah Jane said to me that she's had people say this, and I totally can get on board with it. She's like, people say that it's like a cult, right? And I could totally get on
line
board,
dancing
I think I'll be back. Yeah, line dance. No, Zumba.
What song did Alan request?
I don't know. She did say the name of it at the end, but I
was
didn't.
It Wagon Wheel by Nathan Curtin?
It wasn't. No. It wasn't something like that that I would be able to. It was,
Jolene,
it was called like the Stick or something. I don't know.
The
I don't
Stick.
Know. I don't know. I should. I really should. It was very hard to take notes and dance.
Oh, right.
My best
yes,
moves
yes, of
at
course.
The same time.
Yeah, no,
you know
thank
what
you.
I mean?
Thank you for your review.
But I'd love to go back.
How did
it.
You feel?
I felt, so as I said, I was really annoyed that I loved it. I'm devastated. I was like, I'm really, really sorry to report that people are not lying about exercise being good for you, for the heart and soul. But I did feel very tired and stuff, but that endorphin rush that people talk about, yes. I've just never ever gotten it. And so I was like, that's fake news. You're lying. You're gaslighting me. You're trying to make me do something I don't want to do. But I did. I got it. I was like,
that's amazing.
This is nice. And it was very like community spirit and everything. And then I did feel like I had done some good work on myself afterwards. So
love the endorphin rush.
Yeah.
Then straight to the chipper.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, then myself and my sister. So Aisling is a member of a gym near there. So we went to the spa in the gym afterwards. She's being on a guest pass. Yeah. So.
Oh, that's the you were signed in as the guest.
So. Yes. Yeah. Yeah.
What's your go-to place in the spa? Do you lie down in the steam area?
I'm a big fan of the steam room, followed by the sauna. Steam room to
Surely you do the cold bit in between.
I do. I did that. I did do that the other day. So ever since I was about maybe 15, I've been doing the cold shower at the end of a shower. So
fair play. Nice.
I'm well used to it. Yeah.
Good reviews for a Zumba.
Yeah, exactly. No, and the only thing is now, I do have to move out of my current abode. So hopefully I move to somewhere it's still accessible, because I would love to go back.
You have to move. Is this? Are you on the fringe of the housing crisis?
Yeah. We won't even get into it, because I'd be saying some really bad things about landlords, and you wouldn't want
not a happy feeling.
You wouldn't want your audience alienated.
But you're going to stay in the country at least. Will you stay?
I will. Yeah. Unfortunately, sure. You know yourself, in comedy, you can't be going somewhere else. I'd have to start again.
I know. Look at. But I was lucky. I was in my uppers before the housing crisis.
Yeah.
Started around 2014.
Well, we'll see.
Another story.
If anyone has somewhere that they'll let me live for free, if it's really, really nice,
please. That doesn't exist. Football. There's no one talks enough about football.
Ole, ole.
How bad is your interest? How low is your interest in soccer?
It is. It's usually so low. And soccer is the bottom tier for me. Like, I'd rather go hurling or Gaelic, maybe I could get into.
I mean, how bad, do you know that the Irish women, for example, are in the throes of qualifications for Euro 2025?
I didn't, but fair play to them, and I love that. And see, there was some good soccer news this week with the Danish men's team turning down a raise so that they could be on equal footing with the women's team.
Go away.
So
I missed that. Thank you for bringing that news.
Fair play to those men for doing the right thing. Fair
Scandinavia,
play.
Though.
Of course.
And fair play to the Danes for levelling with England yesterday.
Yes. Yeah. So here's the thing is that
you went to watch. So you don't watch. Have you ever watched a football match from beginning to end?
Of course. I've had boyfriends.
And did you pretend that you enjoyed it?
No, I'm never. No, I never fake anything.
You're stuck
as a matter of principle.
The whole thing.
I sat
through
the.
I'm only getting that now.
As a matter of principle. I mean, we have to teach them to do better. No, but here's the thing though, right? Have you know the IT crowd? There's an episode where.
Yeah.
Roy, I believe, and he doesn't know how to they don't know how to enjoy football.
That's right, or talk about it.
Yeah, and so they get taught these phrases. So one is like, did you see that ludicrous display last night? And then the other one is, the problem with Arsenal is they always try and walk it in, right? And there was one time years ago I was hanging out with my boyfriend, and he was saying that he was going to be watching the Arsenal match, and I went, oh, the problem with Arsenal is they always try to walk it in. And he goes, he looked at me, he goes, how do you know that?
That's brilliant.
Oh my god, okay, it applies. I'm an expert.
That is brilliant.
So yeah, but again, as I said, I can get on board with anyone that's passionate about anything.
And we gave you the best match of the week as it was building up towards Spain versus Italy.
It was quite good.
Yeah.
It was quite a good match.
And tell us what you've learned or understood.
So at the start, it was, I will say, it was really, really, I'm riddled with
ADHD. You took notes, I believe.
I had to take notes because I have to be in constant conversation with myself or else I will go crazy. But I've got bad ADHD, so it was already hard for me to focus on something that I have no interest in. And especially when there's no, it's really weird. You kind of notice in this day and age when something is not made to be watched while you're also on your phone or something like that. And I need three screens going, a lot of sound.
Well,
so
it's funny you say that, because some of the crowd shots I keep noticing, people are looking at their phones.
Yeah.
Missing their own crowd shot. And they're at the match.
That's wild. Although at one stage during one one of the, because I watched a little bit of the England one as well.
Fair play. You guys
had originally asked me to watch both, and I was like, I don't really want to watch England do anything, but I will watch a little bit of it. But I, there was a one stage during that one that one of the spectators blew a kiss at the camera, and I felt that.
So when you're watching it, would your ADHD brain,
yeah,
well, you can say that, I guess, that you're probably looking at the advertising hoardings, which are now obviously moving, very distracting.
Lots of
tattoos on the Italian side as well.
Absolutely. Well, I definitely noticed that, of course. There was bits of it that I could definitely get on board with.
Scamacca, he's got a whole scarf and everything going on.
The Spanish goalie was my favourite.
Oh, really?
Also the ref. Very good looking ref. Very good looking ref.
Never noticed the ref.
Well, that was one thing that I did notice. So if we're talking about stuff that I noticed about, like, you know, being an observer that wouldn't usually... There's these little things that you wouldn't maybe think of. So I've never thought about how hard it must be for the ref to be in the middle of it so that they can see everything, however, but still not get into the scuffle.
Yeah.
So there was a bit where you had to jump over the ball.
Oh yeah, you did notice. Yeah,
like fair play to him. Yeah, but that's the thing. I really had to train myself to like properly
watch.
They're
so fast on decisions, aren't they?
Yeah, yeah. No, it was mental. Although, yeah, you see, my issue as well always has been with soccer that, you know, they're trying to milk these injuries and stuff like that. Because, like, I mean, there's some of those I was like,
oh my god.
And that's the interesting thing is when I did get to to focusing, I was like,
oddly, mostly the Spanish last night, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Carvajal, he was rolling around.
Absolutely, yeah. But there's
slightly brushed against his split end, rolling around in agony.
That's it. But so, like, some of it I was like, get over yourself. But then other times I was like, Jesus Christ. And there was bits as well where once I did get into it, I was surprised with myself there, where I was like, at one stage I exclaimed, yes, after a particularly good pass. I was like,
what's your pass?
My God, that's my boy. So I'm apparently a Spain supporter.
You were
now.
Really lucky because you got an own goal to watch.
Yes. Yeah.
I mean, there's nothing more entertaining than an own goal.
How
if you're
often
a neutral.
Do they happen?
Like, very rare. I think this might be only the second one in the tournament so far.
Okay. All right. Yeah. So I was very rare.
And it was
lucky.
A really, you know, it was a howler, as they say.
Yeah. No, I like, again, this is not me, but I'm coming away from this experience saying things like, oh, Spain absolutely dominated Italy. and I know that and I recognise that. So, you know, that's fun as well. And I also liked, you know, I liked when the man kicked the ball and then a nice thing happened and then they were able to hug and kiss. They were able to hug and kiss about it.
Oh, yeah.
Because I heard it's illegal for men to express their emotions otherwise. And I think that's wrong.
Right, yeah. And you can cry at football if you're a man.
Yes, yeah, exactly.
On no other occasion.
Exactly. And I like that for them.
By the way, I thought you might be impressed by the camera movements as well. I love always love the camera on the wire overhead.
Oh yeah, no, definitely. Shots. And like I liked the little replays and stuff like that. Again, very good for the ADHD brain. And I loved the commentators. And another thing that I noticed.
Did you watch it on RTE or were you watching?
I did watch it on
very
RTE.
Good. So
yeah.
Kenny Cunningham and
and like I loved that. It was like listening to Gogglebox where they're. It's like basically
So
that made it more interesting. Like that made it because then there's dialogue to listen to and I kind of know what's happening a little bit more. I also really like the chants. It's like I love the way that, you know, if you think about it, it's such a weird little thing to be in a football stadium and be like, we really like this team, let's sing them a little song.
Italia so was cute. Mostly the chanting, wasn't it, at the
was
end
was it? I don't know,
yeah,
I
Italia
ole, ole.
But the Italians lost 1-0 to Spain. The Italians are the European champions. Did you gather that from the commentary? Did they tell you that? Sometimes you see that if you're sort of half new to it, they assume you have all the information and they don't tell you the obvious.
No, not a clue. And I don't know what Spain winning means or anything like that. But
it's in the group stages, so nobody really knows.
Okay.
Other than
guys now.
Won two matches, so they've qualified now into the knockout stages.
Okay.
The last 16.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm backing Spain as well.
They're my guys. Yeah, I've got a Spanish. My cousin is married to a Spanish woman, and they've just had a baby. So I now have
very
a Spanish.
Good.
Second cousin or whatever.
And as we explained at the top of the programme, there's a 16-year-old, youngest ever, he's playing. He started, he was taken off in the 70th
they
minute.
They said that last
Yamal,
night.
Doing his homework in between the matches.
Oh my
Yamal,
God.
Loads of reasons. And also the fact that they have very un-Spanish names, this team. There's a Williams and there's a Normand, which sounds
Yeah, that's French.
French.
Wouldn't it be?
Do you remember the goalie's name? Was it Spanish goalkeeper?
I wasn't concerned with his name.
So these are good reviews. Now, will you watch any more of the Euros? We must conclude our...
I think my only regret is that I didn't place a tiny little bet.
What?
And so I think maybe I will bet
the
on
marketing
Spain.
And the ads really little, work, don't they? Because constant reminders of gambling. All
I
the
think
time.
That yeah, well, 100%. And I of course I'm, you know, I'm very careful about that. I'm not want to get too far into it. Of course, I used to have a little bit of
what's
a scratch
the Irish
card addiction.
For gambling egg.
I don't know. Off the top of my head, I don't know. I'm going to have to think of that. Oh, my God.
Like a leaf.
I know, it's hard, but Neil McGlarrett's free gambling, gochla.
No, you don't.
Thankfully.
Gambling is a dirty word.
I'll have to look it up. But no, I think that'll get me into it a little bit more and make me more invested again. So just a little fiver, a cheeky little
fiver
somewhere.
We were chatting to Ray Houghton this week about his goal against the Italians in USA 94. And he said the tumble he did in celebration is actually called a gamble.
Oh.
So from now on, we're only going to think of gambling. It'll be spelled differently. But, you know, we'll call it, when we think of gambling, only think of Ray Houghton.
Great.
Doing a goal celebration.
Now I'm collecting football words.
Look, we've an email from a Zumba instructor. I'm listening to your guest chatting about Zumba. I'm so delighted to hear that Blaheen enjoyed it so much. I'm an instructor teaching for 12 years in Limerick. Zumba's fantastic fitness. It's so much fun, accessible for all ages and abilities. We always start a Zumba class with a warm up before we start dancing, and we end the class with a cool down. So that's what the thing is.
We did, yeah.
And a stretch, just to reassure your listeners. Honestly, it's the best exercise in disguise. That's what.
100%. Yeah,
Stealthercise,
yeah.
Some people call it. Ooh. And a complete judgment free zone. I'd encourage anyone to give Zumba a try. As I say to my class participants, if I make them smile, feel good, and sweat a little, then I've done my job. You find a class nearby by going to zumba.com. Thank you, Gillian.
Thank you, Gillian.
We're going to take a quick break and we're going to be back with our competition for the Know Nothing About Football quiz to win Just Eat vouchers.
Email oliver@rte.ie. Oliver Callan on RTE Radio 1.
Now we have to act quickly here with our Just Eat vouchers quiz. Know Nothing About Football. Anne-Marie O'Neill, good morning to you.
Morning, Oliver. How are you?
Where exactly are you, Anne-Marie O'Neill?
I'm Stepaside in Dublin.
Stepaside.
I'm originally from North Loud, not too far from yourself, Oliver.
Oh, good. Up in North Loud. Yeah, up along the border. Yeah, we all end up down here, don't we? And we get up as well.
Yeah.
Now, Blaheen is going to give you questions for the first question. Off you go.
I am indeed, yes. It's Christy Moore sang Joxer Goes to Stuttgart, but in what year did the Republic of Ireland play their famous match in Stuttgart?
Stuttgart, Republic of Ireland.
Yes, two fat ladies and bingo. Two fat ladies. 36 years ago.
88.
Yeah. Yay. Fantastic. Very quickly, next one.
Can you name this hard man of football who notably played for Wimbledon, Leeds, Chelsea and Queen's Park Rangers, who also became an actor?
Lock, stock and two smoking.
An actor, hard man.
Lock, stock and two smoking barrels. Remember.
Lock, stock and two smoking barrels.
He's got over half a monkey
Vinnie
in here.
Vinnie Jones.
£50, yes.
Very good. The next one is, name this famous Cork footballer who's probably one of Ireland's most successful footballers who collaborated with Adidas or Adidas for this ad.
So whatever's going on in my life, I'm at my happiest when I'm with my dog.
Yeah, she got it right. It's Roy Keane. Fantastic. And in the alternative galaxy, she's also got the last question right, which is Messi. Well done.
Woo,
100
well done.
Euro.
Thank
on
you.
Your way to Anne-Marie O'Neill as well as step aside. And thank you for being the independent observer, Blaheen de Burka.
Not at all.
Your gigs, by the way.
I do. I am a comedian for my sins.
Very quickly.
I have. On the 29th of September, I'm playing Upstairs in Whelan. It's my first solo show. It's called Sauvignon Blaheen. And I would love if you came.
Have a lovely time to Anne-Marie O'Neill and Anne Clark, who are a quiz. Have a lovely weekend to everybody. Follow us on Spotify for the weekend podcast. Claire Byrne is next. Slán go fóill, and thank you, everyone. Bye bye.
Oliver Callan on RTE Radio 1. Listen back on the RTE Radio app.